Good morning, rise and shine. Let's go ahead and get into it. Start off with our normal way of starting off. Let's take a deep breath here. And inhale. Just one more deep breath here. Begin to arrive. Go ahead and stretch. Maybe put your arms up to the sky. Maybe stand up. Stretch your hamstrings out. Maybe bend your head and get a stretch in your neck. And then let's smile. Put a beautiful smile on our faces. It's a great day to be alive. So to start this out, I want to start with a quote by Tony Robbins. You don't experience life, you experience the life you focus on. Wow. That is powerful. You don't experience life, you experience the life you focus on. So that brings me to the question, where is our focus at? I want to do evaluation today on where is our focus at, because does it align with what we want to be doing? So let's go ahead and ask ourselves, what is the most important thing to me in life right now? Regardless of stress, regardless of worrying about bills, regardless of fear, what is the most important thing to me in life right now? Pause if you need to, take a second. I said, for me, I am important to me in life right now. I want to gain deep fulfillment that brings joy, laughter, growth, and connection into my life. Family is also something that's important to me, and I include friends in that category as well. The work I do for this podcast and the organization in general, that's very important to me. Something that I do tend to forget about that is very important to me is music. Music is something that is so important to me. I love to get creative and just make some music. So, granted with that, now we need to ask, do my priorities align with what's important to me? Think about the things that you just listed off. Maybe it was just one thing, maybe it was a couple bullet points. Ask yourself, have the actions I've taken in the past, even just 48 hours, have they aligned with what's important to me right now? Take a second to pause if you need to and reflect. For me, I said, for the most part, I am thankful to learn and grow from the work I do for my internships. So those are actions I've been taking to align with what's important to me. Working out is something I love to do for myself that aligns with what's important to me. I did go take some flowers to my grandma, and I have made time for my friends. So I think so far I've been acting pretty much in alignment with what's important to me. And something that I have not, like I was saying earlier, it's easy for me to forget about music. So something that I've not been doing lately is working on my music, and so it makes me feel like I need to add it to my to-do list. So I have to remind myself that, I already have so much on my to-do list today, but if that's something that's important to me, maybe I'll make it the first thing I do tomorrow. So I'm literally gonna do that. So with this, if your priorities are not aligning with what's important to you, if the actions that you are taking are not aligning with what's important to you, ask yourself, what are some distractions that have been coming into your life and distracting you from what's important to you? And sometimes even just the work we do to keep a roof over our head is what's distracting us. Maybe we've been working too many hours at work and we haven't got to really focus on things that truly bring us fulfillment and joy. Granted, obviously everyone wants a roof over their head, but maybe you need to wake up an hour earlier and make that time for yourself. Or maybe you need to take a day off this month, or maybe you need to just find some type of way to get back what's important to yourself. So I had people in the group, because I did this journaling in the group, I had us list out a list of distractions. So you're welcome to do that for me. I said too many friends, which granted I love conversations, I love talking to people, I love networking, but it is a lot. And you know, with our phones, we're so connected now, and it's so easy to want to give my energy to every single person that is wanting to have a conversation. But genuinely, I am trying to focus on what's important to me right now. And while my friends and stuff are important to me, something that's very, very important to me is gaining that deep fulfillment that brings me that joy, laughter, growth, and connection, like I mentioned. You know, obviously, it's so fun hanging out with friends. It's so fun having conversations. But at the end of the day, I want to be working on things that improve myself. I want to sit there and put in that hard work, because that's what's going to bring me deep fulfillment. So that brings me to the fact that depth generates meaning. And there have actually been studies on this. Depth generates meaning. If you want to do something satisfying, most times you have to do it when it's not. Most times you do have to have that sense of self-discipline. Like whenever you're learning guitar, it's very hard. It's not easy to learn the guitar. But if you sit there and you take the time, you listen to how bad it sounds at first, and you just keep practicing, it eventually gets better. And then you're so proud of yourself and you have fun playing the guitar. So sometimes you just have to limit these distractions. Like I said, for me, sometimes it can be, I just feel like I entertain too many conversations sometimes with different people. Social media is a distraction for me, for sure, like scrolling and just doom scrolling. TV can be a distraction for me a lot of times. Boys, whatever it is in your case, just trying to find, like, seeking a relationship in general, like trying to give energy to something that is just not even for me right now, really. I don't even think I have time for a relationship, yet I crave one so bad. But you know, if it comes, it comes. But right now it's on my list of distractions. The warm weather outside has definitely been distracting to me, because all I want to do is just sit outside in La La Land. Hanging out with people just in an unproductive way. Like, you know, I don't want to be sitting around just watching TV with a friend. Like, I want to actually do something fun, do something that I love to do, maybe even make us both better people in the process while we're hanging out. And then alcohol is also on my list of distractions. So these are things that I'm going to be cutting out, maybe not even all the way, but at least for the most part. And I think it's very good that I just drew awareness to what my distractions were, so that way whenever they come up, I can kind of evaluate, okay, is this really what I want to be doing? So that brings us to, did I break any of my own boundaries this week? Take a second to think about that. Was there a moment in this week where you were like, oh man, like, I feel like I should be doing this instead, but like, I committed to this plan already, so I don't want to drop that plan. But really, it was like a boundary you should have set. Maybe, like, you know, your friend wants to hang out, you guys had plans, but really you have a pile of laundry sitting in your room that you've been wanting to do for the past week, and you keep pushing it off because you're like, oh, I want to hang out. That's kind of breaking your own boundary, you know, even though it's something so small, because you know how good you would feel if that laundry was put away, but you're pushing it off to put hanging out first. So something to think about. That's kind of just like, I'm relating it to myself. I don't know if that resonates with anyone, but so I said, I feel like I overall did a better job at setting boundaries this week and sticking to my gut. I did break a few boundaries for myself this week. I hung out with a friend, which granted, I knew I had to cook dinner and he like made me dinner. So granted, like, it really was good for me because I knew I needed to eat anyway. But I did want to cook that night, and I kind of did like have some work to do that I feel like I pushed off to go there and eat instead of eating at my house. So that's just something that I learned from this week. And so that brings us to our next question. What is something I learned this week? Maybe it's something you learned about setting a boundary. Maybe it's something you learned about, something that you need for yourself, discovering something new or anything like that. I said, I learned that prioritizing myself is hard, but it's worth it. I learned that I don't want to push back things on my to-do list for plans to hang out because it, at the end of the day, makes me feel anxious and stressed. The work piles up faster when I push things off, so it's okay to rain check and prioritize myself. I'm not missing out. I have such bad FOMO, fear of missing out. So I always have to remind myself I am not missing out. Those who mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. So I've also learned a little bit more about my values this week. And then the last question I want to ask this every single time, how can I be the best version of myself today? Take a second, ask yourself, how can I be the best version of myself today? For me, I said I can complete my to-do list and really complete it, not leave one thing on there that I push back to tomorrow because I have a tendency to do that. So I want to complete my to-do list. I can do one random act of kindness. I can work hard. And I can keep the boundaries that I have set. I expect something great to happen to me today. I expect something great to happen to you today. And everyone, have a blessed day. Thank you.